and now for the bad, 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 bad. Why?
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Oh, the list that makes Santa's list around this time of year so much easier. It's why we can't have nice things. And it starts us, before we get to any sort of Christmas-type stories, let's put the finishing touches on a Thanksgiving in Chicago. 21-year-old dude near Chicago got arrested on Thanksgiving after, well, he promptly ended a Thanksgiving family fight. Fortunately, nobody was hurt in this, but he's facing charges. A heated argument, to say the least, as cops in Beach Park, Illinois, outside of Chicago, responded right there, 7:30 p.m. Thanksgiving, when the whole family, including 21-year-old Eric Crump, was embroiled in an argument. They showed up. It was a domestic. Now, police were able to calm things down, and Eric agreed to keep himself. Just, okay, I'm going to go out on the lawn. We're going to cool down. You go out there.
Yeah.
Well, he did. And then set the house on fire. Yes. Burned it to the ground. Amazingly, nobody injured. Guessing that loses your place at the table for next year. Out on a limb.
So imagine you're in a rush to get to that holiday party. You look in the rearview mirror, and all of a sudden, you see blue and red flashing lights. Could life get any worse? Well, do not panic. It's probably just the police from one Louisiana town. They say they're sharing the joy of the holiday season by pulling over cars to give families free turkey. They also want to strengthen community relations and give back.
That would scare the gravy out of me. Let's go to Al Roker and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It was Al's 30th year covering the parade. And there he is out roving and whatnot. 34.3 million viewers, by the way. That's a record for NBC. So many saw this for this little.
This is Elliot. Hi, Elliot. Today's your birthday?
Yeah.
Happy birthday. And how old?
Seven.
And are you excited to see the Rockettes?
Yeah.
Well, guess what, Elliot? We've got a very special something for you. You've got a golden ticket.
How about that? Look at that.
Right. You get to see the Radio City Musical Rockettes. Are you excited?
Uh-huh. I did that yesterday.
You did it yesterday.
Okay.
You get to see him again.
Yay.
Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Live TV.
Dum, 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 dum.
A lot of weird things wind up in your tummy over the holidays, but this one is pure fire, as the kids say. No, seriously, a guy in Chengdu, China was not feeling too hot. So he went to the doctor, and they removed a lighter from his stomach. Hmm. Turns out he swallowed it 30 years ago on a bet with some friends. It still contained the lighter fluid.
Well, if I'm that company, I'm almost saying that that's an endorsement.
Oh, no.
That's
a flex.
Get a light inside. Coca-Cola is being sued by Johnny Cash.
Oh.
Yep. So Coke has said, actually since about August, you may have probably seen this too. It's an advertisement, a Coke college football commercial.
I stand alone with fire inside.
You see why they're maybe suing him?
With passion burning in my veins.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like maybe a little Elvis in there, but yeah, maybe more Johnny Cash. And that's what the estate of Johnny Cash thinks, filing a lawsuit in Nashville federal court saying that Coke's ad is just ripping off Johnny Cash, somebody that sounds remarkably like him. Is it AI? No, but it's not going to help Coke's case, as the guy that's singing it, I don't know his name, but he is a professional Johnny Cash impersonator.
Oh. Well, there's
so,
that.
Dum, 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 dum.
There you go.
Crime is rampant in France these days, and it's not just priceless items from the Louvre. Uh-uh. We're talking about something much more hardcore. Snails. 990 pounds of them from a family farm. They're worth $100,000. No word on where they went. And they're hard at work trying to restock the escargot for the holidays.
Made a breakaway. I mean, slowly.
I was going to say, they couldn't be too fast.
You better run.
Just like, look over your left foot. Maybe they're there. And then finally, you may have seen the story of the Campbell's company, Campbell's Soup people, and their vice president. The guy's name is Martin Bally. And the reason we know his name is because he was secretly recorded. And in that, he called the Campbell's Soup, quote, highly processed food for poor people.
Oh, no.
And then made other such derogatory comments, et cetera, et cetera. Well, goodbye. They have now, Campbell's, fired Martin Bally. Who, I don't know how he's doing financially, but might have to start eating Campbell's soup.
Dum, 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 dum.